In deeply divided Egypt, Islamists reject the military. The military demonizes the Islamists. But the two are united in their anger toward the United States. Armed Forces Chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi told the Washington Post that America turned its back on Egyptians, and they won't forget that. The general played on a common perception that the U.S. was slow to support the ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi because it backs the Muslim Brotherhood, which isn't how the Brotherhood sees it, especially after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry weighed in on the military's intervention.
To run the country, there's a civilian government. In effect, they were restoring democracy.
The comments elicited contempt from Islamists across Egypt. Prominent cleric Safwat Haghazi.
John Kerry and America are the ones who made the coup. They planned it and carried it out. So what else can you expect from him?
Even before the recent upheaval, anti-American sentiment was growing. Hesitation to clearly back one side or the other during the 2011 uprising against Hosni Mubarak alienated both protesters and the old guard. Every ruling group since has warned of foreign hands playing a sinister role in Egyptian politics. And by early this year, polls suggested a majority of Egyptians viewed the U.S. unfavorably. Some lay blame in part on a lack of understanding and transparency about how the nation conducts its international affairs. Political analyst Hisham Qasim.
Under Mubarak, that was taboo. We were not allowed to be in part of that. This was supposed to be a dialogue that took place behind closed doors. So right now, it's natural that the conspiracy theories prevail.
And even as America loses its luster as a champion of Egyptian popular interests, its role as a generous ally is also fading. For decades, Washington sent over $1 billion a year to its strategic partner in the Middle East. Then, in early July, Gulf nations pledged $12 billion to post-Morsi leaders, dwarfing U.S. financial leverage. It's a rough patch in U.S.-Egyptian relations. Political analyst Qasim believes it will pass.
I can see this is something that will be repaired, but over a few years, not at present.
Already, U.S. officials are cycling through Cairo, trying to help and mend relations as best they can. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.